It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had many informative conversations with our broadcast partners. They gave us information that will help us to understand how current events are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We talked, for example, with Ken Timmerman in the Washington, D.C. area. We talked about the supreme leader in Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He said that Iran will never give up its nuclear program. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, if you want to find a passage of scripture that would deal with that. Ezekiel 38:5, which refers to Persia, that's modern day Iran. When we talked with David Dolan, we found out the Israeli government is much concerned about Secretary of State John Kerry blaming Israel for the failure in the peace talks. There will be peace sometime in the Middle East in not too distant future. We'll see the Antichrist appear. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. He'll confirm a peace agreement. A peace, a pseudo-peace, is indeed on the horizon. We talk with Winky Medad. He's out at Shiloh. That's the location where the tabernacle rested for 350 years with the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. Well, we were looking at what did happen this last week. There was a sacrifice that took place, not on the Temple Mount. The Israeli High Court was petitioned to hold a sacrifice on the Temple Mount for Passover. It was denied, but a group of Orthodox Jewish leaders did hold a sacrifice just off of the Temple Mount in anticipation of what may be coming in the near future. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us our update on the area of this world that we need to keep a focus on. It's the region of the European Union. That is the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, Daniel chapter 7 to be exact. And when we talk with Rob, we always come to the conclusion the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Talk with Jim Jr., our son. He has been in Hungary all this week, there at the Word of Life Bible Institute, also teaching the book of Revelation. And Jim brought to our attention our new DVD documentary. It's entitled Rome Rising, the Religious and Rulers of the Roman Empire to be Revived. It's right off the press. You need to go to our website, prophecytoday.com. There you can pre-purchase your copy. It's going to come out next week. Well, indeed, when we talked with Steve Herzig about Passover, we had to go back to Leviticus chapter 23. All seven of the Jewish feasts are located in the book of Leviticus. God told the Jewish people once they came into the promised land, they were to go through that cycle of seven feasts on a yearly basis. And Steve Herzig, he came to these microphones giving us great information about the Passover and how to use this Jewish holy day to communicate the Messiah Jesus Christ to them. And my final conversation on today's broadcast with David James, we revisited the issue of the blood moons, but we brought much more information to the table. Now, this is an important interview. We talked about Joel chapter 2 and Revelation chapter 6, where blood moons are mentioned in Bible prophecy. Now, all of these interviews are on our website. They're located at prophecytoday.com, and then go over to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when you want it, when it's convenient for you to listen to it. You can listen to each and every one of the interviews, or you can go back and listen to them, or you can tell a friend. How about doing that? Tell a friend they need to hear the conversation that I had with our broadcast partners. And let me give you that address again, prophecytoday.com. As we take a look at the book right now, I want to focus on the Jewish feast. The first of the seven Jewish feasts found in Leviticus 23 would be the Passover. There are four spring feasts and three fall feasts. Passover, a great family gathering, is where they have the Passover Seder. The Lord told them to rehearse the Exodus out of the Egyptian bondage. It happened on the very first Passover 3,500 years ago. And then, of course, the unleavened bread feast. That's the bread that was served at that Passover Seder. And for 7 days, they do not eat the sourdough bread, but instead they eat the unleavened bread. And that represents separation from bondage into freedom. Leviticus 23 also speaks of the Feast of First Fruits, and that is a very special feast. It falls on the Sunday after the Sabbath after the Passover. It's very specific there in Leviticus 23. You know, Jews, for some reason today, do not celebrate the Feast of First Fruits. I think it's because that Jesus Christ fulfilled all three of those first spring feasts, and he did resurrect on the Feast of First Fruits. He was crucified on Passover. Remember, the night before they had the Passover Seder, Jesus and his disciples, the next afternoon, he was crucified on the Passover. Then he was buried on unleavened bread and was in that grave for 3 days and three nights during the time of unleavened bread. He fulfilled those two feasts in the proper day sequence, but let me remind you, on first fruits, Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 to 25 says, Jesus is our first fruits. Well, those were the three spring feasts, and three fall feasts are coming up this fall. You'll see, first of all, trumpets. And that is followed then, 10 days later, by the Day of Atonement, the Day of Yom Kippur, followed 5 days after that by the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, may I suggest, to be consistent, if Jesus fulfilled the first three of the Jewish feasts, he'll have to fulfill the last three as well. I tell you, this is the case on trumpets. When that trumpet is sounded, Jesus Christ will come back to the earth. That's not the rapture. That's the second coming. Remember what it says in Matthew 24, verse 30, when Jesus says to the angel, take the trumpet and blow a call for a solemn assembly. That's calling all the Jews into Jerusalem. On the Day of Atonement, Jesus Christ walks into the Holy of Holies, and thus he fulfills the responsibility of the high priest, Jesus, high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Then 5 days later, the kingdom is going to start, and Jesus Christ, of course, is the one who fulfills that King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He fulfilled all three of the spring feasts in the proper day sequences. He'll do that in the fall feast as well. But remember, the rapture has nothing to do with the Jewish feast. A rapture cannot take place on any of the Jewish feast days, because then it could not happen at any time. And my friend, the rapture can happen at any moment, even in the next few moments. And basically, having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.